sound daunting, but Coleman does not feel overmatched. Listen to what she says. I guess it should be a scary time. Call it naivete, but I don't feel it. I actually have a strong sense of anticipation, she says. I'm very excited about what we can do. My friends, let me share this with you. It's already been done. The word of God has been proclaimed by the apostles, by Jesus himself, by other writers of the Bible. And the only thing that the preacher does is proclaim the message of God's word. There's nothing.
1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 12 says, but I do not allow a woman to teach or exercise authority over a man, but to remain quiet.
Well, her daddy says that she's going to run that, and she's not going to be quiet, and she's not going to remain quiet, and most of the people are going to go along with that. Now, the article goes on and says details on her new role are yet to come, but it's clear that the church's board believes it needs Shuler back at the helm, or at least now when fundraising is suffering. In other words, got to put the old man in so he can get some money. That's organized religion, friends. That is not Christianity.
That's a two-year plan from based on this article.
Yeah.
Put dad in for two years and get the money back and get it back on track.
Yeah, get the money back on track and then put the female heretic in there and keep all these Orange County people floating. But what do you expect from Orange County? That's Orange County is the part of the world where the TBN studios are located. So it's all just a big joke. How do I know? I live here. Anyhow, at least for now, when fundraising is suffering, then it says he remains the storied titanic figure behind the church, talking about old man Shuler, which traces its inception to a drive-in theater in 1955. Right. And I remember when that started, most churchmen laughed at him and said that this guy is a clown. But most of those guys are probably dead, are given up, are trying to turn their churches into it. Because the American church has gone under in the same way that the German Protestant church went over, are under, during the time of Adolf Hitler in his Third Reich. The same thing. Just watch the old movies, the old tapes, the old reels. Churchmen in the Third Reich caved in. Churchmen all over Europe caved in, afraid to suffer for Christ. Churchmen in this country has caved in. Now we got homosexuals and everything else there, but that's all right. We would even make a pedophile a national hero. Oh, we'll see about that, but I need to leave that subject matter alone, don't I? It says, if those were carefree days, these are not. Shadowing everything at the cathedral, spoken or not, is a family squabble that would rival that of any primetime TV series. They're saying that these idiots are fighting for power in what's supposed to be a Christian church. That's what they're saying. And this family squabble, I mean, it's like MC Hammer.
Family business. Yeah.
MC Hammer with this whole family on one of those shows. And I don't watch that. I don't watch that mess on TV. Mark watches it to keep me abreast. I guess he wants to laugh sometime. But I don't watch that stuff because, well, I just don't have a mind and a heart for that.
Don't watch it because you might do like Robert Goulet and break your TV. So,
Lord, thank you. I don't blame him. Then it says, the mistake that I felt we made as a family, and it was done out of love, was that we tried to pour all of our seeds into one bucket, Coleman says, of her brother's ascension. God wanted the seeds to be disseminated and scattered so the kingdom could grow. Now, you see what she did? She took a biblical concept of the soul seer and said, no, it wasn't all in my brother's hands. We had to share it with the sister too, and so it would grow. Now, if you don't know the concept of seed sowing in the Bible, you may believe that Sheila is telling you the truth. Sheila is trying to get the money back in there because they're losing money week after week. And as the economy dissipates, they're going to be losing more money. This is a mega church, ladies and gentlemen. This thing needs to cave in. All these mega churches need to cease to exist. There was someone asking me a question about a church here in South Central Los Angeles, because Al Sharpton was on a radio show back east and was giving an example about where instead of the church spending $50 million for a church that they can't pay for, they should have put the money into a mall right down the street from it. There's only one church that's in that situation, and that's West Angeles. See, it's just, they're struggling to pay for that mess because people are not going to give their money for a theater, a movie theater.
If a community of people get fired from their jobs, how are they right. going to have money and not, you know, begrudgingly give to church, but how are they going to have any money to give if everybody's broke?
Can't do it.
People that own businesses have to lay off people, so it's it's a crazy cycle.
Sheila says that her entire family laments the internal friction, which is primarily between father and son. She says, my dad was very hurt. Robert was very hurt. The healing will take time. No, that's a lie. Not amongst Christians. Because the one that is right biblically, let me put more light on, the one that is right biblically will respond biblically, and the one that is right biblically will win the day. Let me say this. I'm not hurt. When somebody kicked me out of my church, I had a heart attack. I wasn't hurt behind that. I knew what was happening. I couldn't believe it. But then she says, I see signs that it's beginning to happen. What? This healing process. See, healing process between father and son. The thing that was so hard for me and the family is that so many people in the church and our viewers and the public who saw us as a model family said, whoa, oh no. For some reason, they didn't think that it would happen to us. Well, it shouldn't happen to Christians, not about ministry. And let me say this right now. I run into the word ministries, and I'm not quibbling about nobody about anything. I've learned a very important lesson, Mark, over the years, that when God calls you to do something, he calls you to do it. Didn't call anybody else to do it. You do it. Don't worry about what anybody else says. Now, God didn't call Robert Shula Sr. to do that because that's not even biblical, let alone his son. And that's why the fight takes place. Fights takes place in ministries because God has nothing to do with that ministry. A fight did not take place in the ministry that I was in. I got out of the ministry before the fight developed. So you have to understand, there's no fight. There's no disagreement of how ministry is done. She goes on and says that Robert was the only son, or the writer says this, Robert was the only son among Robert and Arvella Schuler's five children. He had a business partner recently announce that their company has bought American Life TV Network and hopes to make the station the destination of the family's values. Man, they're going to expand their money into that. Let me, come on now.
They'll make friends enough to be on another network.
Oh my goodness. And it says, through a spokesman, the younger Schuler said that his schedule did not allow time to be interviewed, but a written statement that he wished his sister well. This is what the younger male Schuler said. I have great respect for the work that she does at the ministry, and as an educator, I believe that she will add tremendous value to her new position. He doesn't say nothing about God calling her as a pastor.
1 Timothy chapter 3 says, it's a trustworthy statement if any man aspires to the office of overseer. It is a fine work he desires to do.
Well, this red-headed, premature, wrinkling woman is no man. That's for sure. But listen to this. Coleman has a doctorate in education, administration, and leadership. She's been in the church staff since 73. Except for a 4-year stint in public school teacher in Fullerton, She has been fully directing the church's family ministries and now will also serve as an occasional preacher. How does that happen? Just because you have the degrees and all that doesn't make you a preacher.
An overseer then must be above reproach, the husband of one wife, temperate, prudent, respectable, hospitable, able to teach.
I wonder how she's going to teach the scripture that you just read. I wonder how she's going to define 1 Timothy chapter 2. How is she going to define the very scriptures that you read? Able to teach? Teach that. A woman should not usurp authority over the man. Come to that verse in the pulpit, pastor, and tell me what that means. Let me keep reading. See, and ladies and gentlemen, that's what you've allowed to take place because you believe in organized religion. And it's going to happen to all of them. You know, the inevitable question that everybody asks about Grace Community Church is who's going to take over when John dies? Will it be his son, Matthew? Will it be any of his sons? Is there going to be a fight over that?
Does he have a daughter?
Do they have a daughter? Is there going to be... Who's going to run that? How many men have been run out of the ministry because they were aspiring to take John's place when he kicked the bucket?
Get out.
Man, I'm telling you, man, this is a joke. You know, we need to stop it. All I want in ministry is what J. Vernon McGee got, somebody to keep playing his work after he died. And I love that young man that's on Through the Bible. He's not trying to be nothing. He just says this and that, and this letter came in and played the tapes. Instead of getting there and saying, well, I know what Jay said, and I'd put it this way, ignoramus. Most of that is in the black church. Well, I see the way John's doing it, but this is the way I'd run it. Has God ever called you to take out the trash, do anything? Oh, my goodness. What was I in this paragraph through a spokesman? The younger Schuller said that his schedule didn't. Oh, yeah, I read that. Here it is. I know it's going to sound very different, she says, but I believe my role is to mother this ministry, which means to nurture the congregation and the staff. Now, y'all listen to me. What you think Catholicism is? Is a lowering down of Jesus. That's what Maryism is all about. You don't need your mother telling you nothing. You need your heavenly father. You need the man Jesus, not the mother Mary. She said that she's going to mother the ministry. Do you know what she's saying? Let me put it in plain language for you guys out there. She's going to feminize you. She's going to cut them off of you. And you're going to be sitting there responding to this female, as most feminized males do, speechless. The article goes on and says that she's looking forward to speaking from the pulpit, maybe once every 4 to 6 weeks. But she says that her sermons won't sound like those of a preacher. Listen to what she says. My messages will be very light on scripture, quote, unquote.
1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 13. For it was Adam who was first created, and then Eve. 14. And it was not Adam who was deceived, but the woman, being quite deceived, fell into transgression.
Amen. Look at what we've done. Mark, let me continue to read. There will be stories, she says, primarily. In other words, primarily stories with lessons. Then she says that there'll be biblical concepts. But she says, but my platform. Now, I want you to hear this heretic, apostate, crazy woman. She says, but my platform on the Hour of Power and the Cathedral on Sunday mornings is as an outreach to the unchurched. So she's telling you, I'm not there to build up the saints. Because the Bible tells us that we are to admonish the saints. She's getting an outreach to bring the sinners in there and so that they can get some money to put it back in the coffers. That's why she's there. Now, I would expect every pastor in Southern California, starting with all of them at Biola University, Talbot Theological Seminary, all of them at the Master's College, the Master's Seminary, all the theologues to condemn this heretic and this heretic's daughter as abomination, desolation in the flesh, and compel all the Southern California Christians that have the Holy Spirit into them to deny going to this place and paying homage and giving money to this bastardly ministry. Now, oh, you think those are strong words? I know a man that was practicing to do a show just last night.
Yes.
The cameras was rolling and he had taken a medical exam and they said he's fit to do the show. So he can make millions of dollars. He was going to dance backwards and spin around and have a comeback.
Chamona.
Uh-huh.
Chamona.
Well, let me leave that one alone.
Chamona.
See, my friends, you may have your intentions on doing a lot of things.
Woo!
A lot of things. Yes. I bet it was a thriller, too. But anyhow, let me look at this. Let me leave that alone. Let me leave it alone. And you all know what I want to say, Mark, but I'm not going to say it because you know what? It tickles me. The arrogance of a sinner, man. The arrogance of this woman doing that. You know, God will kill her tonight.
Hey. What does it take? Nothing for
this
him.
This is ridiculous. This is ridiculous. Now look at this. Look at this. Okay. Poised to become the public face of the ministry. Well, I'm looking at the picture right now on my computer, and it's not a face that I'd like to look at every day. Coleman laughs easily and acknowledges having had a bout with religious skepticism as a college student. Well, of course. She ain't never been called to do nothing for God because her daddy hasn't. But now she says the doubt is behind her. That's like she's lying. The doubt is behind her, but she still says that faith is fraught with logic. Well, I got some logic for the, since you're going to do logic, and I'm a logic professor. The Bible says that God has never called a woman to preach.